Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're continuing our series of introducing you to music you might think you aren't interested in. Irish country music is a huge, ever-growing industry, popular here since at least the 1970s. The winning formula of Stetson, stilettos and sentimental songs has largely remained unchanged over the years. And to take us through why it is so popular, I'm joined by Hugo Duncan, the voice of country music for Radio Ulster. Good morning, Hugo.
Claire, how are you doing? Good morning to you. And it's a lovely morning here in Strabane.
And it's lovely here too. And it's great to talk to you. Will you take us back to the beginning? Because I have grappled with this question, believe it or not. How, when and why did the Irish country music scene begin?
Well, I think one of the reasons, down through the years, even though it's an Irish country music scene now, before this, there was a show band scene. And the show band scene always delved into the American country music, because some of the greatest life stories are told in American country music. And then when you take it from the very beginning, they say that the Irish country music left here and went over to Nashville, and then they created the American country music and brought it back here to us then as well. So it's been in the show bands for years, grown right up and then to the 70s. I came on the scene Easter Sunday 1971. I just celebrated 50 years professional. And it was all going into this, changing the old formation now of the show bands into the country bands. And it just went on and on and on. And there have been so many great personalities in the music scene, like Philomena Begley, Brian Conn, Larry Cunningham, you know, Gene Stewart. All these people have been great people, and they've added to the interest and to the popularity.
As you mentioned, many big stars emerged. Daniel O'Donnell, of course, one of them, with the white jacket, the immaculate look, and he's still in their hearts and to the forefront of the scene for the fans. Let's take a listen to a little bit of Daniel here.
I don't want to be the one who hesitates, be too shy, wait too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just want to dance with you. Well, I got a feeling that you got a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. If we get a chance to make one heart of two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you.
So you could listen to all of that, Hugo, but you say that American country influenced Irish music.
But you see that part of Daniel there. When Daniel came on the scene, Daniel used to come in and he was immaculately dressed, and he still is like that to today. But he used to wear this white jacket, and he had everything like that going for him. And for a while, every concert you went to, there was a young man coming on the stage who wanted to be Daniel O'Donnell. And they're still doing it to this day.
They certainly are. And some of the women as well you mentioned. And I want to talk to you about Gloria. Will you tell me a little bit about her before we hear a clip?
Gloria was a great girl. She brought a song, One Day at a Time, and an old country song. Chris Christopherson wrote the song, and she brought the One Day at a Time out and sang it. It was in the Irish charts for over a year, 2 years. It was just a great bit of music, and people loved it. And people, you know, who had a drink problem, who had different problems with addictions, this song really went to their hearts.
Yeah, any problem you had, it was addressed in this.
Oh, big time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine.
She's a gorgeous lilt, doesn't she, Hugo? How important is the lilt?
Lilt. And you see, you need the lilt and the nya. When you've got the nya and the lilt, it's like Foster and Alan, Mick and Tony and all these boys. They've got the nya and they've got the lilt.
No, you see, now I'm lost. I know what the lilt is, but I don't know what the nya is. You'll have to
the nya is actually when you get in there to the song and you're able to interpret the song the way it was written, not the way you think it's written. That's what happens with a lot of young people today. They have given up their good Irish accents. and they've taken up this American accent. And they've left out the nya, and they forgot about the nya. I remember Ben Shannon myself sitting talking, and they were saying, everybody comes on. I listen to people that I've recorded or have CDs of in the Irish scene here, going back to young people, youngish. When you get to my age, everybody's young. But when you get to these young people, they come in the scene and they're singing, and they're singing in their own voice. And now they're still recording, but they've got an American accent. Right. Why do they change it? Because there's millions of people coming every year to Ireland, north and south, coming in here to listen to our accents. So why should we change to Americans?
Okay, so you held up Foster and Allen there as two men who sang in their own Westmeath accent, and that's how it should be done.
Oh, that people like Foster and Allen, Brendan Shane, even, you know, all the country sang, Philomena Begley, the whole lot.
Oh, Philomena, listen, I want to take a listen to Philomena. I love this song, Blanket on the Ground.
Oh, get it down the ground now.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of the blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, go slipping out of town, and we'd look beneath the moonlight on the blanket on the ground.
Is there enough nya in that for you, Hugo?
Oh, there's a good nya in that. You see, you have to be yourself no matter what you do in this life. You know, as a radio presenter, I know as a radio presenter, you have to be yourself. And when you get out there and when you be yourself, you're more accepted for being yourself than you are for... I'm in here in the BBC as a radio presenter, but, you know, I wouldn't be what you call BBC material. You know, I'd be a black button. I'd be a very black button. But, you know, the nya got me through it. And the sort of the... personality will get you through it too as well. But everybody has their own personality, and if you don't get that nya yours out, you'll never get it out.
Well, listen, I want to take a listen now to Foster and Allen, because you did hold them up as a great example of keeping the Irish accent despite the temptation to adopt an American one. Here's Maggie.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to what the scene below, the creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago.
Is that country music?
Well, that is what country music is all about. I remember going out to see Nathan Carter when he came on the scene here at the beginning. And Nathan, he's actually sitting in for me this week. I'm off next week. First holidays in a couple of years.
Ah, so Nathan's going to be at the helm for you.
He's going to be. But Nathan came on. I remember going to a Nathan show. I always sang before him in the first part of the programme. And that's the great thing about the young ones. They give the old ones a chance, you see. But I used to go on, and I couldn't believe he was going on singing The Town I Love So Well, Maggie, Old Flames Can't Hold the Candle to You. And all the young ones who were out there to see Nathan, all these young girls and young boys and the whole lot, every one of them knew the old songs.
Yeah,
because
they were
mums and dads.
Exactly. And you see, we were rare. The local radio had played these songs over and over again, and that this was the bread and butter growing up.
That's right. And you see, everybody had the radio. I remember years ago tipping away when I was learning to sing songs in the pub. I used to tip the songs of an old Philip radio on an old tip recorder deck and from RTE, the old sponsored programs at night there, mm-hmm. years and years and years ago, learned them all. And we need the old songs, because you see, when you lose your roots, you lose everything.
Here's an interesting one now from Fergal, who's gotten in touch with us, Hugo, from Kerry, and he wants to know, how come most of the Irish country music scene is based around the border counties?
Do you know, that's a question that's been asked down through the years. A lot of the big country music people for years dominated the scene were all from Northern Ireland and around Donegal and Cavan and Monaghan. And, you know, I don't know why that happened, but it might have been the influence of the music that the bands had down through the years. The old show bands sang country. Even though they had a seven-piece band or eight-piece band with brass and everything in it, they still sang the old There Goes My Everything or Wooden Heart or anything. These were songs that people loved and people could relate to.
Listen, I want to ask you about the young fellas, as you say, the young ones coming up along, but not before we have a blast from Nathan. Better be nice about him now because he's sitting in for you next week to let you take time off, Hugo. But what do you make of the new breed, the Nathans, the Mike Denvers, the Derek Rhines?
They're all fantastic. And, you know, they give the whole music scene a lift. It's very hard. You name some singers there, and it's very easy for those singers. They've got to the pinnacle of their career, and they're flying, and they're doing business everywhere they go. But there's a lot of people that can't, you know, get up to that point there, and they're finding it difficult to get on there. But thank God there's lots of more people recording. And the worst thing about getting them recordings is you've got mothers and fathers and grannies and grandas behind them, and everyone thinks their son is Daniel Donnell or Nathan Carter or Mike Denver. You know, they don't realise everybody can sing, but not everybody can hold a note.
Ah, okay. Well, with that, we will leave it there. Hugo, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the week off recording next week. You're not off. You're working on something different, and people can tune yes. into Radio Ulster to hear you every other week and Nathan next week. Thank you very much for joining us.
Claire, God bless you. Thank you.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.